Welcome, everybody. This is Stefan Rudolph, and I'd like to welcome you to Let's Create a Better World with the host, Bobby Elias, and I, Stefan Rudolph, and we have some great guests for you today. Another great show here on Let's Create a Better World, talking about health, wellness, and coming back from life and doing the best you can in all areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and, of course, financially, and the businesses that we do and the life that we lead and helping others. And Bobby Elias is unable to be with us today. He's going through just a small medical issue right now, but we wish him well, and thoughts and prayers are with him. He always has a great show. I've been working with Bobby now for 3 years, met him at the Raw Foods event, and we have some great guests that we always come in touch with, going to different events and health and wellness seminars and helping other people. I myself, as an author and speaker, love working with Bobby because I'm always promoting the best in life. And just like the show is, Let's Create a Better World. And today we have Divine Aubrey. And are you with us?
I am, yeah. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. You can tell our guests a little bit about you and what's going on, and just tell us more about you and how you met Bobby and everything else.
Okay, great. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me co-host the show with you today. I'm honored and humbled. I am a spiritual life coach. I also have a yoga-inspired clothing line. So my life purpose mission is to help one another be the best that they can be. And I just recently met Bobby within the last 6 months at a health fair. And so I'm excited to be able to work with him. And also I'm excited to have Mark Taylor on the show with us today. Mark has been involved in many aspects of the natural products industry for well over 30 years, including retail, manufacturing, and formulating his own private practice. He has studied a variety of traditional healing approaches, including Eastern and Western herbalism, naturopath, nutrition, shamanism, and more. And Mark is here today to share more on mushrooms and the healing aspect of mushrooms. So I'd like to introduce Mark and welcome him and thank him for being on the show with us today.
Well, Mark, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your business as well.
Sure. Well, I'm in the process of starting a nonprofit organization called the Radiant Health Project, and it actually ties in real closely what Divine was saying about helping people be the best they can be, and that's kind of my focus in the Radiant Health Project. The idea is to kind of move us beyond just the symptomatic approach or the disease approach of Western medicine, and even beyond that preventative approach that we see in a lot of natural medicine, to what I would call radiant health, maximizing our health, maximizing our vitality, you know, being the best you can be, you know, really, I think, honoring and fulfilling, I think, what is everybody's birthright. So I really kind of want to move us away from that old disease fixation that we have in this culture and in this medical system to a new process, and I've kind of arrived there now. It's actually 4 decades of being in this natural products and holistic health industry and community. I've studied lots of different angles, lots of different therapies, lots of different approaches, Eastern Western herbalism, nutrition, shamanism. I spent some time in the rainforest in Peru studying with shamans there, a Native American Cherokee medicine man, really trying to gather as much information from as many sources and as many approaches to put something together that really can lead us down this, healing path, this radiant health path. So it's been a real intriguing process. It's a learning process that, you know, even after 4 decades, I continue to learn new things about health and healing on a daily basis. So it's a lot of fun, and, it's just a joy to be able to share information with people.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and welcome. So we're going to talk about the, is it maitake? Is that the correct pronunciation of the mushroom?
Maitake is a mushroom, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mai actually means dancing in Japanese. Take means mushroom. So maitake actually translates as dancing mushroom, and there are a couple theories about why they call the mushroom maitake mushroom or the dancing mushroom. One is that because it's unusual appearance, it doesn't look like that typical mushroom with a little stem and cap on top of it. It actually has these layers and fronds. And one of the old stories associated with it is that it looked like the gowns of a dancing geisha girl. Other people have said it was because it was so highly valued that when people found it in the wild, they would dance for joy. So this is certainly a mushroom that nomenclature associates with a lot of happiness and dancing, so to speak.
Oh, interesting, interesting. And what makes mushrooms in general so special as a natural healing medicinal measure?
Well, I think there are a number of things that set mushrooms apart. I know in the West we tend to think of them more as a topping on pizza or something we throw on top of salads, but they actually have a very, very long history of use medicinally, particularly in traditional Chinese medicine. Several of the mushrooms have been used for literally 5,000 or 6,000 years, so we have this long history of use, hands-on experience with it. I think first and foremost for me, the thing that really stands out about mushrooms is their tonic actions. And by tonic, I mean things that are all about enhancing our health and vitality, strengthening the organism, improving overall function of the organism, as well as the systems and the organs and the glands in the body. These tonics often have a kind of a whole-body approach, so while they can have some very specific targeted actions for immune system or blood pressure, for the liver, whatever it may be, but they also do that while they're supporting the whole body, the systems in the body, the organs in the body. And some have even been associated with longevity and even more immortality. One of the nicknames, so to speak, for the reishi mushroom is called 10,000-year mushroom. And the idea is that if you consume the reishi mushroom, you'll live 10,000 years. So, you know, there's this long history of tonic use for it. And again, it's all about enhancing the body, enhancing our health, preventing disease. They come with therapeutic applications as well. And then some of them can be very useful for recovery. So for me, you know, that's the big number one. I think number two, or close number two, is actually kind of the holistic benefits that mushrooms offer. They actually offer a range of benefits and actions to the body, and these actions tend to support one another. And a good example we'll use with the maitake mushroom, it has some very potent anti-cancer and immune-stimulating actions to it. But the maitake mushroom also has some powerful lowering blood sugar benefits to it. And that's really important because we know cancer is very metabolically active. Cancer thrives off of high blood sugar levels. We know high insulin levels can also contribute to cancer growth. So they kind of work in this holistic manner. I mentioned they've been used for a very long time, so we have this long history of wisdom and understanding of these remedies. Again, some of them dating back thousands of years. And then in the last 60 or 70 years, we have a huge amount of and a growing body of research that's been done on them, primarily or initially in Asia, but now more and more work is being done in the West. In fact, there's one mushroom known as Coriolis, or turkey tail, as it's called in the U.S. It's actually the source of some licensed pharmaceuticals in Asia, where they use it for cancer treatment and hepatitis. And that has literally thousands of citations on it. So it's really one of the best, I think, research natural remedies on there. And then the last thing I'll kind of bring up to talk about why mushrooms, I think, stand out is really the range of activities that they have. You know, most of us know them for their immune-boosting or immune-supporting actions, and they certainly have them. 300 or 400 have been shown to have immune-boosting. Something like 600 or 700 have been shown to have anti-tumor action. But you can look at something like the reishi mushroom, which I'm a big fan of. I made a list of the researched applications for it recently for a presentation I did, and there were over 75 different applications, lowering blood pressure, lowering cholesterol, lowering stress levels, sleep quality improvement, neuroprotective, mm-hmm. liver protective, anti-tumor activities. You know, these are just the name a few of the benefits. So I think this long history of use, the range of actions, how they work with the body, and I really prefer things to work with the body, you know, as compared to antibiotics, which I think, you know, antibiotics, anti-life, I think they're really powerful remedies that the time has really come for us to start exploring them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you for that history. Now, how would one know, we know the benefits are, you know, countless, but how would you know, how would I know which mushroom to take? Would it be the turkey tail? How does one determine that?
Yeah, that's really the $64 million question, and, you know, it gets confusing to some degree because all of them have immune-boosting actions, or at least all of them that are in common use. Even the common button mushroom has actually been shown to be having some, you know, some medicinal benefits to them. So it gets a little confusing as in, you know, which one do I take, which one do I use? I think there are basically two things to look at, and, you know, it's going to require a little bit of research or talking to people who have some knowledge in it. And one is to look at the range of actions that it has. Certain mushrooms will target certain organs in the body. So if you have a, let's say you're using it for a cancer treatment, but you also know you have some liver concerns, you know, then maybe you bring in something like the Coriolis or the Reishi mushroom. Or you have a cancer and you have, you know you have chronic respiratory issues, maybe something like the Cordyceps mushroom would be something to use. So, you know, you look at the range of activities and the actions that it has and see if that's applicable to your, I guess, overall health and sense. And the other thing to do would be, you know, go back and look at actual research. You know, what has the research shown this mushroom to be beneficial for? Particularly, you know, a lot of people are using these as part of their cancer treatments. And again, they all have these immune anti-cancer actions, but some seem to target certain types of cancers more than others. There's a mushroom known as Mishima or Mishima Kobu, which is a mushroom coming from Japan that shows some extraordinary promise, particularly for breast cancer. The Coriolis mushroom, which we, you know, turkey tail mushroom, that has some really strong, I think, promising research for cancers of the mouth to anus kind of canal that runs through the body. So colon cancer, that would certainly be called for. So it's really all about kind of informing yourself to find out what the research says and then maybe those range of applications. But unfortunately, there's no, you know, simple breakdown of, you know, this mushroom always used for this. It's really best to, I think, tailor it to the individual as it is, I think, with all remedies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I know that maitake is one of your favorites. What would you say, does maitake have other benefits beyond immune activity?
Yeah, absolutely. I think maitake is probably best known for its immune actions. In fact, there are comparative studies that show the maitake, in particular a specific extraction of it called the D fraction, demonstrated the strongest immune-boosting activity and the strongest anti-tumor action compared to a number of other medicinal mushrooms, some of which, again, have been used for hundreds or thousands of years, some of which that are highly researched, like the Coriolis, and are used as, you know, licensed pharmaceuticals. So, you know, the defraction component of the maitake mushroom, which is that immune component, has been shown to increase numbers of the immune cells, you know, the macrophages, the natural killer cells, cytotoxic T cells, you know, a variety of different types of our immune cells. It actually increases numbers, and it also increases activity of those immune cells. So the defraction, simply put, increases the numbers and activity of our immune system, so we have more immune system doing more of what it's supposed to be doing. And there's been some real intriguing research recently coming out originally from Argentina, Dr. Balog, and then also Dr. Kono out of the New York Medical College, showing that the maitake, the defraction particularly, has some direct anti-cancer, anti-tumor actions in inducing what's called apoptosis. And apoptosis is cell death. And people may or may not be aware that, you know, one of the difficulties with cancer is it's basically immortal. Cancer cells live and they don't die like all the other cells, so they tend to outlive us and they outfeed the rest of our cells. So the fact that, you know, something like the maitake defraction may be able to go in there and induce what are called pro-apoptotic gene changes in the cancer cells themselves, causing these cancer cells to induce basically cell suicide, I think is really promising. Dr. Balog did her work with breast cancer cells. Dr. Kono did his work with kidney and bladder cancer cells. And then there's work with, you know, the defraction as an adjunct for chemotherapy and things too. But it's not just the immune system, I think, that maitake is limited to. Recently, or after they found the maitake defraction compound, they actually discovered another compound that's unique to the maitake mushroom called the SX fraction. And this is very effective in lowering blood sugar and insulin levels. And the operative word here I want to emphasize is "and." There, we have lots of natural remedies out there that lower blood sugar levels, but the way they lower blood sugar levels is by actually increasing insulin levels. And that's not something you want to do, certainly in the long term, for most people, certainly pre-diabetic, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome people. You actually exacerbate the problem if you do it that way. So there are a couple clinical studies using the SX fraction from maitake on type 2 diabetes, showing it significantly lowered blood sugar and serum insulin levels. The mechanism it seems to work by, at least one of the mechanisms, is by improving what's called insulin sensitivity. And this is how responsive our cells are to insulin. So the more responsive they are, the less insulin they need, and the cells can utilize that sugar that is circulating the body for energy and fuel. And you see improvements, when you see improvements in sensitivity, you see cardiovascular improvements with it as well. And you see that in the SX fraction research, lowering blood pressure, lowering triglycerides, lowering LDL cholesterol, total cholesterol, moderate increases in HDL, so-called good cholesterol. And what is interesting is, you know, one of the things we always hear about natural remedies, certainly from, you know, the allopathic side of things, is that, you know, natural medicine isn't as strong and doesn't work as quickly. There have actually been clinical studies comparing the use of the maitake SX fraction to a leading pharmaceutical, and the SX fraction actually worked more quickly and more effectively than did the pharmaceutical for lowering blood sugar and insulin levels. So, you know, there are a range of other benefits that these bring to the table, you know, beyond just the immune benefits that I think most of us associate with mushrooms.
Right. That's awesome. So I hear you speaking of the SX fraction, is it?
Yes.
It's S as in Sam, X as in Xerox, and then fraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea was that SX, I think, was to stand for metabolic syndrome. You know, SX, I think, was kind of coming out of that. It's really become called metabolic syndrome. So it's really a blood sugar and insulin lowering. I should add, actually, there are a couple clinical studies with it, too, for polycystic ovary syndrome, which is the leading cause of infertility in women. And it actually showed to be synergistic with the leading pharmaceutical that's used for PCOS treatment, clomiphene citrate. So it actually normalized menstrual cycles, and it helped the women who were trying to conceive. So, again, just an amazing diversity of applications for some of these mushrooms.
Right. Interesting. Now, I recall looking at your website, and it was referred to the D fraction. Was it maitake D fraction?
Yeah, the D fraction is a beta-glucan that's unique to the maitake mushroom, and that's the compound in there that has the most benefits for the immune system and increasing numbers of immune system activity, maybe as an adjunct therapy for conventional treatments as well. In fact, when it's used in conjunction with chemotherapy, it's been shown to potentiate some of the chemo agents, so the chemo actually kills more cancer when the maitake is used with it. And probably for anybody who's had to deal with the chemotherapy, you know, the side effects are quite frightening and harsh on the body. It's actually been shown to significantly decrease the side effects that are associated with chemotherapy, the hair loss, the pain, the nausea, the vomiting, decreases in white, red and white blood cells, all those things that come with, unfortunately, with chemotherapy. So it can actually work with the chemo, making it work better, and then also decrease some of the negative side effects and consequences of that therapy.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, that's great information. I know the demographics suggest we are an aging population, plus we all want to stay young. Might mushrooms offer some support for longevity?
Yeah, I think they definitely can. I kind of alluded to how in traditional medicine, particularly Chinese medicine, these things are associated with immortality and longevity. And there's actually some science now to back up some of these claims. I'm not saying that, you know, taking one of these mushrooms, you're going to live forever. But there's some good evidence that it may improve the quality of life while we are alive and maybe even extend that lifespan a little bit. I think the one mushroom that stands out as far as longevity aid, and I think maybe one of the best researched natural longevity aids we have available to us, is the cordyceps mushroom. And this is an interesting mushroom. It is actually a fungus that grows out of the head of a caterpillar at like 8,000 feet up in the Himalayan mountains. And the way this was discovered is the shepherds there, you know, in the winter, they would bring them down to lower climes so they would have some grass to feed on because there'd be snow at the upper levels. And conversely, in the spring, they would take them to the higher levels to get the fresh grass as the snow melted and everything. And what they found is that the yak and cattle would selectively graze and root around in the grass or something, and they would see them chowing down on it. Once they chowed down on it, these yak and everythings would get all frisky and randy and everything. And they found out what they were actually rooting for was this cordyceps mushroom that grows at this high altitude. So they told the monks, as the story goes, and the monks told the imperial house, and it was actually started to look at as a conventional medicine in traditional Chinese medicine. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's said to increase the yang and strengthen the yin. And the yang is the energy, the fire, the drive, the motivation, you know, all that movement and everything that moves us. It's, you know, yin, conversely, is the substance of the body, you know, the physical elements of the body. So it really strengthens and enhances the organism as a whole. You know, we see people, you know, when everybody retires, they want to move to Florida, they want to move to Arizona, these warmer climes. It's because they're lacking that yang fire, that yang drive. So cordyceps is a wonderful remedy. for bringing that back in. I mentioned that there may, you know, there's some science that I think suggests some promise for it as a longevity aid. Albeit the studies have been with fruit flies and with cell cultures, but in both those situations, they've shown that it's actually been able to increase the lifespan. Obviously, these kind of studies are done, are difficult to do with humans because the average lifespan for humans is, you know, 74 years. You can't really do studies effectively over periods of time that long. But, you know, there's other research to suggest because of the actions that it has, it actually may be beneficial as a longevity aid. It's been shown to increase the body's endogenous or the body's own production of antioxidants, glutathione, SOD, catalases. These are antioxidants that the body naturally produces. We know that free radicals are leading contributing to the aging process. It's been shown to enhance oxygen uptake by the lungs. So if your body's getting more oxygen, it's getting more energy and more fuel, everything works better, everything gets energized from a cellular level to a system level. It improves oxygen utilization by the heart, so the heart works more effectively, more efficiently, which takes less strain off it. Supports mitochondrial function. These are the little engines that drive our cells. It increases ATP production, which is the kind of the fuel source that the mitochondria use for them. And then another sign that is beneficial for the aging process are there are actually clinical studies for older individuals for what's called hyposexuality. People who have low sex drive, low or insufficient sex function, and the clinical studies support that it can actually improve people's interest, people's functionality, people's satisfaction with you know, their sex lives and stuff. So there's actually, I think, a considerable amount of research that leads one to believe that there may be some distinct benefits for cordyceps in the longevity area. Plus just the fact that it seems to strengthen and enhance the organism as a whole. You know, who couldn't use a little more enhancement, you know, in our health and our vitality and our body and everything as a general rule? So, you know, for me, it's a win-win situation with something like the cordyceps mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So then would that also include that it helps keeping our mental faculties, you know, keep our brain functioning optimally and help us ward off conditions, you know, associated with, like, aging of the brain?
Yeah, certainly. I think cordyceps can be useful for that. I think cordyceps can be useful really just to improving function of the body as a whole. Same thing with reishi mushroom to some degree. And the maitake mushroom, all three of them have been shown in clinical studies to have a neuroprotective or brain and neuroprotective action to them. But there's another mushroom that I think really stands out and excels in this area, and that's the lion's mane mushroom, which is, I think, growing in popularity. It's also a traditional Chinese medicine remedy. In traditional Chinese medicine, they use it as a qi tonic, kind of for overall health and vitality. And they also use it for chronic digestive issues, or people who have chronic issues with indigestion, bloating, gas, things of that sort. You know, it's not necessarily for the individual who you just ate the wrong foods and you're feeling a little indigestion. It's for people who feel that pretty regularly in their diet and stuff. But the lion's mane shows some, I think, real intriguing promise for protecting an aging brain, maybe revitalizing an aging brain, and maybe even reducing or treating, you know, the conditions of Alzheimer's and other neurological disorders associated with it. And they arise basically out of research that was done in 1983, where researchers had a woman who had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and they pumped a substance into her brain called nerve growth factor. And this is something that naturally occurs in our body. But what they had to do is they pumped it directly into the brain, and the reason they had to pump it into the brain was because it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. Our brain is surrounded by this barrier that keeps certain things in and keeps certain things out. And unfortunately, it kept out, you know, the nerve growth factor, which is a repair mechanism of our brain and our central nervous system. And they found, really for the first time, I think, that they were actually to slow the progression of Alzheimer's by pumping nerve growth factor directly into our brain. There are two big problems with that. One is nerve growth factor is extraordinarily expensive. It can run into $100,000 a month to do that. The second is you got to drill a hole into someone's head and pump nerve growth factor directly into their brain, which obviously can lead to problems, risk infection, and things. So researchers started looking for natural remedies that would cross the blood-brain barrier and stimulate the body's own production of nerve growth factor. And for some reason, and to this day I don't know why, someone said, let's try the lion's mane mushroom. And they tried it, and they found that there were a couple of compounds in the lion's mane mushroom that were able to cross that blood-brain barrier, stimulate the production of nerve growth factor. There are these compounds called haricinones that exist in it that were able to do that. They also found another compound in there called amylobin, which had a protective action. So it has kind of that twofold, that holistic approach, in that it can block the development or reverse the buildup of amyloid beta plaque, which is what their hericinones do. And then the amyloidin compounds protect healthy cells from damage that's associated with it. So they actually formulated a product called amyloidin 3399, which is a concentrated mix of these two compounds. And they've done a couple of clinicals on it, showing improvements in mood, memory, balance, perception, something called functional independence measurement, which is the ability to kind of to take care of ourselves, you know, all the things we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, you know, how to dress ourselves, how to brush our teeth, how to feed ourselves, you know, all those things that unfortunately people can lose in an Alzheimer's or in a dementia state. And it's been shown to slow or even reverse that onset. So some extraordinarily promising research for this lion's mane extract called amyloidin as it relates to certainly Alzheimer's and dementia. But because it's stimulating nerve growth, right, you could use this for any sort of nerve damage, nerve injury. There are some really just stunning case studies with schizophrenia that just every time I think about it and talk about it, I get the chills and teary-eyed because it had such a profound impact on individuals. There are a couple studies with it for sleep apnea, showing a decrease in snoring, improvement in sleep quality and oxygen levels. And then more recently, there was a nurse's study showing kind of improvement in overall quality of life, memory, and those types of things. So this is, I think, a real promising brain and maybe overall health organism or health enhancing to the whole organism. So it's a real intriguing mushroom that I think shows lots of promise. And as they explore it, you know, more and more with research, I think, you know, we'll hear more and more about it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, I know I've seen, you know, Turkey Tail and the Maitake, like over-the-counter at Sprouts or Whole Foods, any of the health food stores, but is the combinations like the lion manes that you spoke of and some other mushroom combinations, are they readily available, or where would one go to find these combinations?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the amyloidin 3399, the SX fraction, and the Maitake D fraction are all produced by a company called Mushroom Wisdom. They can get it from the company. They can get it at all the big online sellers of products. They're sold in health food stores. A number of practitioners carry it, so they are distributed throughout the country and available online through a number of sources and things.
Okay, perfect. So with all that wealth of information, what would you deem your most favorite mushroom remedy?
Well, I'm a big fan of the reishi mushroom. I actually get teased to some degree because I'm such a fan of reishi. You know, I give a lot of lectures and talks on a variety of different topics, and I don't think I've ever really given a talk, at least in the last 20 years, but I haven't brought up the reishi mushroom. I've actually coined the phrase tonic for the 21st century, describe the reishi mushroom, and I think it's really a mushroom who's very well suited for the health issues and crises that we're dealing with today. Number one cause of death is heart disease. Reishi mushroom has been shown to have a number of benefits for cardiovascular health, lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, lowers LDL cholesterol, lowers triglycerides. It's a blood thinner. It improves blood flow to the heart. It increases the heart demand for oxygen. It's been shown to ease chest pain from angina. It regulates heartbeat, so it may be useful for palpitations. It's been shown to reduce the risk for heart disease. It's anti-inflammatory, and we know inflammation is a major contributor to cardiovascular disease. So for the number one cause of death, it has some amazing benefits. Number two is cancer. And again, I think reishi shows some amazing promise in that regard. Balancing the immune system, reducing the inflammation, it has some very targeted actions as far as certain enzymes that are necessary for cancer to grow and thrive in the body. We know stress is a major contributor to disease in our culture, and reishi is probably my favorite stress tonic. In Chinese medicine, it's considered a shen tonic, and shen is the emotional, spiritual center of the body. You know, when we say someone has a broken heart, we're not really thinking of that four-chambered organ in our chest. We're actually thinking of that emotional center in our body. And reishi is wonderful for supporting that emotional center of the body. It balances it. It nourishes it. It protects it from that stresses. It's been shown to lower cortisol levels and other stress hormone levels, so it's beneficial for stress. You know, and then it's an anti-inflammatory, which, again, is a major contributor to every cardiovascular disease there is. And then it's a tonic for all the major organ systems in the body, the heart and cardiovascular system, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the adrenals, the brain and central nervous system. It's balancing the immune system. I consider it a kind of a cleansing, detox, supporting tonic, in that it supports the body's detoxification processes. At the same time, it protects it from those toxins. It's a potent antioxidant, potent anti-inflammatory. It's been shown to improve sleep quality, you know, anti-allergenic, antihistaminic. I mean, I can kind of go on and on and on about the benefits that Reishi really offers us. But I think the one word that really sums up Reishi for me is Reishi is all about balance. So if you're looking for balance, if you want to support balance on any level, in any way in the body, whether it be something, you know, physiological like the immune system, whether it be something more spiritual or energetic or emotional, Reishi is really about balancing the body, that mind-body-spirit mix of things. So, you know, to me, it's a remedy you can't go wrong with. In fact, I think I'd go so far as to say, you know, if everybody on the planet started taking Reishi mushroom extract, we'd have a happier, more peaceful planet. So this is a real favorite remedy of mine.
Wonderful. So for balance, for someone that's not maybe dealing with, they're looking for an overall, you know, well-being supplement, you would say Reishi would be the mushroom to go to.
Yeah, absolutely, because it hits every major system of the body. It involves some major activities like inflammation and free radicals that are involved in lots of different conditions. You know, in traditional Chinese medicine, they actually thought it protected the spirit. It just works on so many levels, so many different pathways, so many different mechanisms, both preventatively, as well as therapeutically. There are studies with it for hepatitis, studies with it for allergies, studies with it for arrhythmias, coronary heart disease. It just does so many things on so many different levels in so many different ways. At the same time, it nurtures and nourishes and supports us as a whole. To me, I don't see a downside to this equation.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, I know you mentioned extract in there. So what are your thoughts on any of the mushroom remedies? Is it better to take it in pill form or, you know, gel cap or extract? What's the difference between...
That's a good point. The mushrooms in general tend to be poorly digested by the human body, and the reason for that is there's a fiber-like compound in mushrooms called chitin, and the human body produces an infinitesimal amount of the enzyme that breaks down chitin, which is called chitinase. So when we eat mushrooms, we don't get a lot of that assimilated into the body. Now, that being said, there's benefit to eating the mushrooms because as it goes through our digestive tract, you know, it's interacting with the immune system. It can block absorption of fats. It can do a number of things as it goes through the body. But as far as getting and assimilating, you know, those compounds up into the body, ideally you want to use a mushroom that has been extracted. Most extracts are generally done in hot water because the compounds that we're looking for are water-soluble compounds. But that extract can be found. You can get extracts in liquid. You can get extracts in tablets or capsules. I think it's just very important to make sure that when you use a Reishi product, a mushroom product, that if you're really using it for that long, you know, that therapeutic and maximizing the activities and the benefits that the mushroom has to offer, I think it's really important to make sure that it's extracted because that's the only way your body's going to be able to assimilate those active compounds that are in there. Things like amylobe and the SX and D fraction, these actually go through very elaborate extraction processes in order to concentrate those active compounds that the research has been shown to have specific benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very beneficial to know. So, Stefan, are you still there with us?
I think we put Stefan
on. Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, sorry about that. I had you on mute and just listening and getting acknowledged. All the knowledge that you had on the mushrooms and everything has been awesome. That's very enlightful and educational for our listeners out there, too. And just to remind everybody, this is Let's Create a Better World. Bobby Elias is out today, and we have some great guests with Mark. You're telling us everything about the enlightenment, and really just the education on what mushrooms do for people. I used to work at a farmer's market as well, so I saw some samples come and go of some really good food and mushrooms as well. I had one question, too, because I myself used to deal with epilepsy in my life and other types of disease that I've seen people transition out of by changing their diet. Do you have any stories of people overcoming obstacles, maybe cancer, whether it's epilepsy or any stories like that you can tell our listeners about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been using these therapeutically for 40 years or so. When I now live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, but when I lived in Southern California, which I lived for 20 years, I worked primarily with late-stage cancer patients and what I call the unnameable or untreatables. And these were people who had conditions that they had no name for their condition or they had no treatment for it, as well as people who were in late stages of cancer treatment, people who were, you know, kind of tried everything and they wanted to find other things. So, you know, I have a long history of using them as part of a holistic protocol, I gotta add. I don't think there's any one magic bullet. While I think these are incredible, powerful remedies and I think should be included in a lot of protocols, you know, I want to be careful and not over-exaggerate the impact. You know, none of these, you know, remedies, no remedy that I'm aware of is going to cure cancer alone. You know, they take dietary changes, and particularly a plant-based diet, which basically means you're eating and your focus of your diet is on plants. It doesn't mean you can't eat non-plant foods if you want, but just the focus of your food really should be plant-based. And we talk about epilepsy, cancer, and any chronic disease. You know, there's an extensive amount of research suggesting that a plant-based diet is the best way to approach those conditions. So, you know, the amount of the other foods you want to add in is you know, determined by you and maybe the condition and your own constitution and things. But, you know, one example I'll use, he was actually one of the first late-stage cancer patients I worked with, and this is now probably 25 years ago. He came to me with a diagnosis, a prognosis of 3 to 6 months to live. He was very committed. He made all the changes. We totally revamped his diet. We totally revamped the lifestyle. We put him on an extensive amount of supplements. And, you know, we're now 25 years later, you know, he's still here and healthier than I am. You know, I'm afraid to say he really committed himself to that healing process, the healing path. And I think really one of the things that made a big difference for him, and I think this is kind of a lesson for all of us, and what supported him in this process, because I know these changes can be daunting. You know, all of a sudden you're going in and you can't eat all the foods you're used to eating. You're eating some foods you've never heard of sometimes. You got to take supplements. Sometimes you get tired of swallowing these things. I'm a big fan of blenderizing lots of vegetables and fruits so that we get, you know, break those things down and get them in the body in concentrated form. You know, so some of it can be really hard. It can isolate individuals. What was nice is his wife and his daughter both went on the program with him. So they incorporated in their life, into their lifestyle, and I think it helped him you know, get at ease and more comfortable with it because the people that were in his immediate life were, you know, doing this as well. So, you know, I think it's a good lesson to kind of surround ourselves with people who are going to be supportive of our healing, our health and healing path and stuff like that. So his was probably one of the most dramatic results, but, you know, I've seen numerous cases of type 2 diabetes reversed. In fact, you know, if you're willing to make changes, the vast majority of people can have a profound impact on type 2 diabetes. So, you know, there's just no end to the potential of a holistic program for health and healing.
That's great to hear.
Since you mentioned epilepsy, I should mention, I actually think two mushrooms, I think, are really intriguing for it. There's a lack of clinical work, unfortunately, with it. But certainly in an epileptic protocol, I would include reishi extract as well as the amilobin 3399. I think both of them have a lot of potential, you know, for help in that regard. And, you know, my hat's off to you, and I commend you if you were able to, you know, reverse or minimize the impact that epilepsy has had on your life. That's a great role model you are.
Yeah, and ironically, I was actually in the pharmaceutical industry before 15 years ago. I was working for a major company selling the drugs that I believed in at the time for depression, for anxiety, for acid reflux, everything I was going through, you know, in the world of the corporate world, and the money and everything was there, but the happiness was not. And from a high school football injury that caused epilepsy, it came about and I had surgery, brain surgery in 2007, almost 10 years ago now. And it didn't cure it, though. And what I'm saying exactly related to what you do for people is I changed my diet. I changed what I was drinking, eating, just became aware of the side effects. And I think to our listeners, what you have to offer is perfectly aligned with what people can do to change their life and the dis-ease that is going on in their life and really just live a healthier, better life with your products.
You know, it's interesting. You would think that your situation would be an unusual or, you know, a unique kind of situation. But I got to tell you, in the 40 years I've been doing this, I've come across a number of individuals who worked in the pharmaceutical industry or as a pharmacist, and, you know, they came down with some serious or chronic diseases that they just had no success with treating with the, you know, the drugs and the protocols and the approach that they were familiar with. And it wasn't until they kind of made the jump and started looking at things in the holistic manner that you're talking about that they actually had these profound impacts and have, you know, switched sides, so to speak, you know, in the healing paradigm. So it's interesting how many people I've seen from the pharmaceutical or pharmaceutically related industry who've, you know, turned their own lives around by, you know, walking a more holistic, natural path.
Yeah, just by changing and the awareness of our body is like an engine, and we are what we fuel ourselves with, and that's how we run, right? And when people start giving out and the engine's not working correctly, they just try to cover it up and take some medication, but not really thinking, what am I eating? What am I drinking? How am I living, right?
Yeah, if all you're ever going to do is try to, you know, like put tape over the cracks where the leaks are, you know, as those leaks build up and, you know, as that tape wears down and, you know, the more leaks that occur, you know, you end up with more tape than you do with, you know, what you know, damn material that you're trying to hold back with. It's not a logical path. That's the amazing thing to me. It just doesn't make sense. It's not supported by the science. It certainly doesn't fit with the human body. You know, if you don't give the body what it needs to nourish itself, to replace its cells, which are constantly turning over, you know, our cells are dying on a daily basis. They need to be replenished. They need to be nourished. You know, if you don't give them that fuel, if you don't give them what they need to have, you know, good membrane function, so the right essential fatty acids, so that you have lots of mitochondria, that they're functioning well, not a lot of free radical damage or inflammation, you know, sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. And I think the sooner we wake up to it and start acting on it, the more profound and long-lasting the impact can be. And, you know, the less difficult it is. You know, if you wait to turn your life around after 60 years of eating the wrong foods and not getting enough sleep and being stressed too much and smoking, you know, that's a lot more difficult situation than the 25 or 30-year-old who decides, you know, okay, I don't want to have these conditions when I get older. I'm going to do something about it now. You know, the impact can be quite dramatic.
Exactly. And, Divine, did you have any other questions for Mark here?
No, I'm just digesting everything. I want to just make a comment that I was a former pharmaceutical sales rep as well. And,
you guys should know what up.
Yeah, I worked for Wyeth out there, and it was good financially, as I mentioned. And guess what? My ex-wife at the time, she worked for Hershey Foods. So we had chocolate and drugs in our garage, and we were living all over the state. Everybody loved us. It just didn't, not in the long run, though.
Right. So, yeah, I had my own little, not little, actually, it was kind of like a major crisis of my own, and I decided to go the naturopathic, you know, way. So now I teach yoga, do chakra clearing, and, you know, help assist others to a, you know, greater way of living. So it always pleases me to have someone, you know, like Mark on the show, and just to connect with someone who's just a wealth of information. So thank you, Mark, so much. It's been a pleasure.
Sure, my pleasure. I think, you know, one of the things we need to wake up to is kind of the message of disease. To me, you know, disease, it's the body telling us something. It's saying something's not right. You know, you're eating too much dairy. I got too much phlegm in my lungs. I got too much phlegm in my sinuses. You're eating too much cold, dampening food. My digestive tract's not functioning. Or you're not getting enough rest. Your adrenals are getting depleted. We need to pay attention to it. And the sooner we pay attention to those symptoms and those expressions and communications from the body, you know, the less damage it is, the more likely are we to have positive results and stuff like that. So one of the things I really encourage people to do is, you know, spend some time listening to your body. Spend some time on a daily basis. How am I feeling? What's going on with my body? And be attentive to that. If, you know, I always say I have a cure for the cold, the common cold, which they say there's no cure for. The common cold is basically give yourself some attention. It's a little TLC. If you feel a cold coming on, if you get TLC right away, you know, go home, take a bath, get a massage, you know, whatever it relaxes you, get a head rub, you know, take a nap, you know, and go to sleep, get a good night's sleep. 9 times out of 10, that cold's gone the next day. And to me, a cold is really, it's a message to our bodies to rest of us, to our brain, to our consciousness, saying, hey, I need a break, I need to slow down, I need to be paid attention to, and we need to wake up to that. And I think one of the things we can do, which is, you know, readily available to all of us, is just start listening to our body and then paying attention to what our body is telling us. And again, we can prevent a lot of issues if we do that.
Uh-huh. So to love and nurture ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the best part about it, is that changed my life and that epilepsy issue I had, because I started journaling things. And instead of reaching for my medication when I had a feeling, an aura, it's called like a small mall come on, I would ask myself, what did I eat? You know, and maybe it was because Monster, five-hour energy drink, fast food, pizza, beer, you know, everything else from the day before, I started realizing, well, maybe I should cut out the flour, the starch, the energy drinks, you know, little by little. Everything started just cutting back, and yeah, because I became aware. So that's a great point you have there.
And actually what fits really well with you saying, you know, what did I eat that brought on this stuff? And another good thing, a habit to get into, is to keep a food diary at least for, you know, a couple of weeks to a month. And what you do is basically you write down everything you ate for breakfast, any snacks, what you had for lunch, any snacks, what you had for dinner, any late night snacks. And part of that process with the food diary, what I encourage people to do is, when you wake up in the morning, write briefly down how you're feeling when you wake up. You know, I woke up this morning, I'm really tired and sleepy, I have no energy, I need 5 cups of coffee to get going. Or, you know, I woke up, I'm full of energy, and I'm really happy. And then do the same thing at the end of the day. And as you go back and look at a food diary like this, what you'll notice is that, you know, hey, on Thursdays, I'm tired every Thursday. Guess what? Every Tuesday night, you go out and have a big pizza. Well, that's why you're tired on Thursday. So, you know, there's just some simple little things we can do to, you know, to pay attention and look for those patterns and communications that our body's giving us.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So
well, yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Sorry. If you can give your contact information as well to our listeners about how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions, too.
Yeah, they can go to my website, Radiant Health Project, and there's a place you can email me there, or it's just mark@radianthealthproject.com. I'm always looking forward to hearing from people and doing what I can do to help.
Great. Yeah, anything else you have, Divine?
No, I just want to thank Mark again. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to following you on RadiantHealthProject.com. And also, you have a Facebook page as well, right?
Yeah, and the Facebook page is also Radiant Health Project, and you know, I basically post there a lot of the new studies and the new bits of information that are coming out. And you know, it's amazing. When I first started in this industry 40 years ago, you know, when you talked about, you know, our mental outlook and our emotions affecting a disease or a condition, you were laughed at. You were, you know, you're considered some sort of hippie or some sort of freak or, you know, whatever it may be. You know, but now there's a whole school of medicine, psychoneuroimmunology, that actually ties all these things together. And there's just an incredible amount of research. So I try to post and keep people current on, I think, a lot of the intriguing and promising research, again, to help us and to guide us on that path to radiant health.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've come a long way. So again, well, thank you, Mark, profusely for being on the show with us. We've learned a lot, and hopefully we can have you on the show in the future again.
Thanks. It's a pleasure. I enjoyed being here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Mark.
I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, that was great. That's why I love the show so much. And with Bobby out right now, and you know, just to acknowledge him, because he brings all of us together. Bobby Elias has done a great job, and we have, you know, we're here on the Gary Knoll Show. Let's Create, Progressive Radio Network is Gary's station, and we have Let's Create a Better World. And Bobby, you know, connects everybody out there and brings together the health and wellness. And that's why I like the show so much, and I know our listeners do too, because there's a lot of stuff going on in politics and economic, you know, in our country and everything going on throughout the world, but we have to focus on our inner world, is what I say, and be able to open up and have peace within, so we can kind of give peace to the rest of the world around us. And I'm sure you feel the same way, right, Divine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For me, it's all about the inner journeys, because it's whatever we have within that projects to the outside world. So for me, it's number one priority is taking care of our inner self.
Yeah, exactly. And we still have a few minutes in just wrapping this up. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about maybe something about your health and wellness or what you've gone through or anything you want to tell the listeners as well.
Well, I've been a yoga practitioner. I was introduced to yoga many years ago, so that's where it all started for me. And initially I noticed, I was standing up, my posture was better. But shortly after that, I started noticing an inner transformation that was taking place. So that was just, propelled me to, go more into the philosophy of yoga and the teachings, and in the process became a vegetarian and just moved on, or moved up, I should say. But I was always in the corporate world. So it was a little bit of a challenge for me to break. But Spirit said, if you don't leave here, I'm going to make you leave here. So I had a very severe work-related injury that put me on a journey. And, there are no accidents, no coincidences. So I was off of work for 7 years and totally created an ashram of my own and kind of studied all kind of different energy healing modalities. And from there, started my own private practice. Well, initially came out with a yoga-inspired clothing line, but it wasn't about the clothing line. It was about the messages that were printed on the clothing line, and it was seven levels of my healing, from the breath therapy to love to meditation and coming to a place of pure bliss. So right now I offer a program, Follow Your Bliss, that takes the person through the seven steps of spiritual healing. And a lot of my work is deeply rooted in chakra balancing, cleansing and balancing. So yeah, that's what I do. And anyone can reach me at divineblessings.us.
Yeah, and that's right in alignment with, like you're saying, if our body is just not being able to handle, whether it's the corporate world or anything, even if we have a relationship that's not in tune and we think we have to keep it going, whether it's a friendship, a marriage, or some type of relationship that's just detrimental to us mentally or emotionally, it's the same way that I was in the corporate world trying to keep everything like the white picket fence lifestyle, keep everything perfect. It wasn't perfect. And finally your body or something just gives out, right?
Exactly, right, and says it's time for a change. And I always call experiences like that, it's a wake-up call. So to be very, very grateful, in Zennism, no matter what happens, a major crisis, to say thank you, and let the universe just to reveal to us what the message is or what the new direction on our journey is. So I've learned that quite well, and I share with that with others today to assist in their healing and to go out and live their true life purpose or purposes, to share their gifts and talent.
Yeah, that's great. And I've gone down the same path, ironically. Just last year, I was published in a co-authored book with Les Brown himself. And my chapter was about the epileptic car accident I had. And it's called Thank Your Way to Gratitude. That's what I named it, because I was thankful for things in life, but only when they were there for me, like financially. I was like, oh, great, thanks. I got a new car. I got a new house. It wasn't gratitude. And I noticed the difference when I got in this epileptic-related car accident, and I survived. The airbag, blows out, everything happens, and I was very grateful. And I did the same thing you just said. I said, thank you. I probably said it 1,000 times, thank you, God. I was just repeating that over and over for being alive. And even though I had lost everything in my life, financially, those other areas came back, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I was more in tune when I was grateful, like you said.
Absolutely, absolutely. Real quick, because I know we're running out of time, but my tagline used to be, I lost a lot, and I gained everything.
I love that. I lost a lot, but I gained everything.
Gained everything.
Well, thank you, Divine. Yeah, and that's been great to have you on here as a co-host and filling in for Bobby Elias, who is out just with a small medical leave. He'll be back with us next week as the main host here on Let's Create a Better World. Thanks again, Divine Aubrey, and we had Mark on the show as well. And my name is Stefan Rudolph, your co-host, and we'll be on next week. I'm sure everybody will enjoy the rest of this week as we're wrapping up April here and enjoying the beautiful weather in Southern California and all throughout the nation as it comes into the summer. So in that part, we'd like to wish everyone well out there, and to our staff and everyone that helps us, and the show itself, Progressive Radio Network. Just really appreciate everything that you guys are doing for us and helping everybody else grow in health and wellness. And everyone, have a great day and take care.
Thank you, Stefan.